SBS Radio.
Eurovision was scheduled to be held in the Netherlands this week, but instead viewers witnessed a virtual contest using AI technology. Dutch public broadcaster VPRO organised the live-streamed online event, with Australia claiming the top prize overnight. Welcome home. Australia's entry didn't receive the full amount of jury points, but the strong audience reaction was enough to get it over the line. The organisers say the competition demonstrates a computer can create a feel-good song with a catchy hook. Host Levan Schrierer opened the contest with a special mention of Australia.
Welcome, teams! There they are from Belgium, Switzerland, Holland, France, Germany, and of course from Australia, because 1 week a year, Australia is a part of Europe.
The Australian team behind the winning song was Sydney production studio Uncanny Valley, along with the University of New South Wales and an RMIT University computer scientist. Uncanny Valley's Charlton Hill has thanked everyone involved in the collaboration.
We are honoured to win this AI song contest. Thank you to all the other entrants. What a great project, and we look forward to collaborating.
He and producer Justin Shave are turning their attention to what this victory means for the future of music.
This is a chance to promote the use of AI as a collaborative tool with music, and I guess, you know, we feel that's a different race that's just been won, but we're still very, very happy.
We may have to pour some champagne into the computer, into the hard drive or something, just to say thank you.
And Mr. Schrierer has acknowledged that the win is significant for Australia's place in the global Eurovision family.
Talking about making history, the first Australian victory in Eurovision was done by an AI system. Congratulations over there, Team Uncanny Valley.
German song I'll Marry You, Punk Come, took out second, and the tune Abbas from the Netherlands was third. The panel of AI experts says it was amazed by the innovative approaches and the many teams with limited experience who have found their musical voice. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.